F. Creative practice. Read the following text and make a selection of the main ideas of each of the parts. Then transcribe them into the given chart. Be on time and pay attention. Do your best to arrive to class on time. Professors notice students who are consistently late, absent, or leave class early and not in the good way. Once you're there, do your best to pay attention, even when you're operating in a half-night sleep or have other things on your mind. Those simple efforts matter when you're on the cusp of a higher mark come grading time. Ask questions. Your instructor is there to help, so don't be shy about asking questions in class. Chances are your peers will thank you, as a question you have may have been one they were thinking about as well. If you're the shy type or have a question specific to your performance in the class, talk to your instructor. At the very least, send them an email. You won't get the help you need if you don't seek it out. Participate. Come to class prepared. If there were readings assigned that day, arrive with talking points. The professor should know your name as early on in the course as possible, and you should be taking advantage of his or her office hours, not only to ask questions on material you may not have completely understood in class, but to show the professor that you're interested in their course and willing to put in that extra effort. Read the syllabus. The syllabus for your class may be the most important document you receive from your professor, and it'll include information like how to reach your instructor and the schedule of the course. When you're expected to turn things in, prepare for tests, and perhaps most importantly, when you're not supposed to come to class. If you ask your instructor a question that could be answered with "it's on the syllabus," you may not be making the best impression. Open those books. Textbooks are typically overpriced, we know. But with a growing number of ways to find books free through the library or textbook scholarships, or at the very least at half the price, there is no reason for you to do poorly in a class because you never purchased the required course materials. Once you have them, crack those books open on a regular basis. It's simple. You won't feel prepared for classes if you're not preparing for them. Establish a study routine and stick with it. Each course has a set amount of credit hours attached that you'll be expected to fulfill in person or online. The general rule of thumb is that for each credit hour, you're expected to put in 2 to 3 hours of independent work, completing assignments, studying, or preparing for the next class. That may seem like a lot, and only you know how much work you need to put in to excel in a course. But you should consider setting aside time each week for each class you're in and keep to that routine through the course of the semester. Find a study buddy in each class. If you miss a class, the easiest way to catch up is to consult with someone who's also in that class. Your professor or instructor may be too busy to reply to your email about what you missed. And it'll show initiative if you figure it out on your own and come prepared the next time around. Find a reliable friend in each class you have that you can contact in the case of any missed classes. In fact, it may be wise to find 2 in each class just in case that study buddy misses the same class you do. Don't procrastinate, but if you must, procrastinate the smart way. Know what to prioritize. If you have a huge paper to do that you've heard has taken other students weeks to finish, don't wait until the day before it's due to start a now impossible task. Try not to cram for tests either. It's inevitable that you'll have some studying to do the night before an exam. But try not to plan to fit a semester's worth of studying into one night. Find the note-taking strategy that works for you. Ask 5 different college students what the best way to take notes is, and you'll probably get 5 different answers. You may already know what works for you, and you'll carry the strategies you used in high school over to college. Or you may want to experiment with new techniques, like bringing your laptop to class to type up your notes, or coming up with an outlining system. When it comes to taking notes, take some time to figure out what works for you and what makes you feel more confident when you're sitting down to study for tests or complete your assignments. Be resourceful. There are so many free services on campus to help you succeed in the classroom. Do not hesitate to use them. If you feel like you're struggling with a class, meet your advisor. He or she will be able to point you in the right direction, whether it is with tutoring, academic workshops, the Writing Center, the Math Learning Center, the Disability Resources Center, a learning specialist, an academic coach, and the list goes on. You're responsible for your successes in the classroom, so take the initiative and use these tips to pass all of your classes.